FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and shortly we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from Saturday's league fixture at Hyde United for the men's team. But before that, it's to Thursday night for the women's team, as FC United hosted Leeds United at Broadhurst Park. And to find out now how the Reds got on, let's hand over to Ben and Paul in the main stand.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening to us across the world. This is Women's Team Live on a Thursday evening. It's FC United of Manchester taking on Leeds United here at Broadhurst Park, and it's safe to say that this is a must-win game. And joining me this evening, it's a big welcome back to Stato, Paul. Hello, Paul. Welcome back.
Good evening, everybody.
So, Paul, how important is this game? Just to give us the facts.
Well, the gap is currently 5 points. 5 points. We've got 3 games.
Including tonight.
So you can work it out for yourselves. Possible 9 points in the bag. This is our penultimate home game.
The next game after this is in a couple of weeks against Doncaster, away from home, and then there's the County Cup final. And, of course, the last game is against Hull here at Broadhurst Park on the 5th of May. So it's in the hands of ourselves against the Yorkshire teams, it looks like.
Leeds United are not in the promotion shake-up, but they are around about 5th, I think, in the table, something like that. They've had a reasonable season. They've beaten us already this season, which is nothing unusual. But when they came here 2 seasons ago, it was a 3-2 win for them, and it was a very close call. So who knows how this one will go.
Back with Simpson, the Leeds United goalkeeper, who rolls it out and played forward now. Good challenge from Kershaw from behind, but the ball is with Dobson. Dobson out to this right-hand side. Ball played down the line there by Jakeman for the run of Russo. Russo plays the ball back to the edge of the penalty area, and the first shot on goal from Leeds United on the edge of the box goes right into the bottom corner. Donald outstretched there, and well, FC United, just when they're looking bright, growing into the game, 8 minutes on the clock, and Leeds United open the scoring with their first shot on goal. Lewis to take this throw in over on the right hand side, about 18 yards or so from the Leeds corner flag. Throw in taken. Richie brings the ball down well. Lays it off here to Gene, who's advanced forward. Gene goes for goal. It's into the bottom corner. Shauna Gene there with a great finish to get this game back all square. 13 minutes on the clock. And Gene there, it was good play from FC United from that throw-in. A nice layoff by Richie. And there was Gene, of all players, making her way towards the edge of the penalty area with the ball. Drives it into the bottom corner on the far post. 13 minutes on the clock. We're back all square, Paul.
Well, I feel on the surface like this, if you don't shoot, you don't score, particularly with the occasional bobble of the ball. That was just a bit of opportunism, I think.
Back to the edge of FC United's penalty area to Bickett. Bickett out to the right-hand side of the 18-yard line now to Gene. Gene dips the shoulder, moves through the middle. Long ball played over the top into space. And Lewis is sprinting after this. And she's the favourite and will get to it. She's into the penalty area. Crosses the near post. It's just beyond Gordon on the near post. And I don't know how Leeds United haven't conceded a second there. That was a great breakout from FC United. Lewis there with so much pace, but it was such a clever ball over the top. McCaffrey now into the centre circle. Holds on to it, checks, right-hand side of the centre circle now, along the halfway line to the right-hand flank to Lewis, back in field to McCaffrey. McCaffrey, it's a give and go. Lewis, back on the ball, moving forward, outside of a boot, finds Settle now. Settle, right-hand side of the penalty area, checks back. Settle to Richie. Richie into the penalty area, goes for goal, off the other side of the bar. Oh, how unlucky from Richie, underside of the bar. Firth now. Going one way, out to the right-hand side. Russo's continued to run, and now he's moving in field with the ball. Played back into midfield to Hughes. Square here to Dobson. Dobson to the edge of FC United's penalty area. This looks dangerous. It breaks for Dobson, who's charging into the penalty area, and that is a great move and a great goal from Leeds United. 53 minutes on the clock, and Leeds have retaken the lead, and that was all about good movement from Leeds United. And that break into the area there from Dobson. So, free kick to FC United. 56 minutes on the clock. It's right of centre, about 10 yards outside the penalty area. And it's going to be O'Carroll to take this free kick on her left foot. She might go for goal. I suspect she might go for the cross in towards the back post. O'Carroll, she goes for goal, you know, straight. And then, oh, the goalkeeper fumbles it over the line. And O'Carroll has got an equaliser. A mistake there from the Leeds United goalkeeper. It's not the weather really for catching a ball, I'll be honest. And O'Carroll there, shaped up like she was going for the cross. She went for goal. It caught the goalkeeper out. We're back all square. 56 minutes on the clock. It's a corner to Leeds United from their right-hand side. Danby to take this on her left foot. It's going to be an in-swinger. In it comes. Challenger ball. Header one. Goal for Leeds United. 68 minutes played. Leeds on the ball. A good through ball there. Jean cuts it out well. Here's McCaffrey. McCaffrey looking for the run of Lewis. Lewis is onside. Lewis into the penalty area. Lewis! And scores! It's back on square once again. 3-3 in the 73rd minute. And we mentioned it moments ago. The key was McCaffrey. The key was Lewis. Well, they were both involved in that build-up. Lewis with the final touch.
You've got to say that was an inspired bit of management.
It is a free kick to FC United. We're in the 84th minute. This is right of centre, 10 yards outside the penalty area. And at the minute, no one wants to take this free kick, I don't think. I mean, Jean's over it. There's five players in the wall. It looks like Shauna Jean, the FC United skipper, is going to take this one. Jean lines up this free kick. Goes for goal. Jean scores! And for the first time this evening, after scoring three equalisers, FC United take the lead. Shauna Jean there with a wonderful free kick. 4-3 to FC United.
What a remarkable game.
85th minute.
And FC have scored from all their four shots on target. Can you believe it?
No.
But it's not over yet, of course.
Well, throw in. Shauna G takes the throw in. And here's Lewis now. Lewis crosses the ball in. There's Lawrence! And Lawrence scores! Naomi Lawrence! The substitute are throwing on this right hand side. And all of a sudden, there was Lewis getting to the ball on the byline, crossing it in. Lawrence got to it. It's 5-3.
Well, it's a long time since we scored five in a game.
Well, at this point, we might be going to Doncaster, Paul.
Well,
Danby to take this free kick. Dangerous times for FC United. They do have a two-goal lead. We head towards the third minute of added time. It's a free kick, though, to Leeds. Leeds crosses this ball in. Free header flicked in towards the bottom corner. And Leeds have got a goal back. It's a throw-in to Leeds. 18 yards from the FC corner flag. This is dangerous stuff. It's a long throw-in. Concentration here from the FC United defence. McCaffrey tries to charge it down. It's a hopeful Hail Mary pass into the box. Headed clear by Bickett. And helped on its way by FC United's defence there. Back to the halfway line. Long ball. It's straight back into the penalty area. Headed clear by Carlin. Shot comes in. Into Donald's hands. Lewis back on the pitch. Limping away on there. Just to make the numbers up, I think, at this stage. Donald rolls it out to Bickett. Bickett back to the halfway line. There's no one forward now in the red shirt. It's coming straight back from Leeds. Flicked on. Carlin's there. Play the simple pass. Puts the ball out of play. Leave it. Out of play. Throw into Leeds.
We've had nearly 6 minutes now.
Referee's looking at his watch. Throw in taken by Smart. Down the line to Bartup. Bartup holds on to it. Down the line, here's Smart now to cross this ball in. Donald's got to get to it, and does.
Is that it?
Is that it? Only one man knows, and that man is looking at his watch. We're now into the seventh minute of added time. Donald's got to belt this ball forward with the biggest kick she's ever done. Out towards his near touchline. Helped on. Jones is there. FC United need to clear it or get hold of the ball. Full time here at Broadhurst Park. And is the great escape on? Well, it's going another week, that's for sure. FC United 5-4. Oh, and they've dug deep tonight, Paul, haven't they?
Well, when we turned up for this game, we never expected a nine-goal thriller. And I can't remember a 5-4 at Broadhurst Park before, but full credit to them. Coming from behind three times, carving out a 5-3 lead, conceding, and then showing a lot of guts to dig in there and hang on for the closing minutes.
Massive. Absolutely massive.
Jenny has aged 10 years on the touchline.
Let's go back. Let's go back if we can remember. And it all started with FC United starting very brightly, but Leeds United getting the opening goal against the runner play. Ellie Dobson there. And it was your typical FC United conceded goal this season, wasn't it? The opposition just took it well. But speaking of taking it well, Sean Ajean, the centre-back, out on the right-hand side, a throw-in to Richie. Richie held it up, laid it off, and there was Sean Ajean. Why is she there? No one knows. And a great finish into the far corner. That was the first equaliser, 1-3. All square at half-time. FC United, though, hit the bar, didn't they?
Yep.
In the first half as well, before half-time. They should have been 2-1 up. They should have been 3-1 up. Then, lo and behold, Leeds United get a second goal.
Well, yeah, 2-1, we were
that's
getting
it.
Worried.
That's it, isn't it? Based upon this season, that's it. But no, we had yet more gears to go through. And a free kick from Ivo Carroll. You go for goal, the goalkeeper might make a mistake. And Simpson did. It went in. 2-2. We're back in it. And we've got momentum. But then, Leeds United get themselves a third goal. We don't have make it
header,
hard on ourselves.
Header from a corner.
Header from a corner on the near post. But then we said, Paul, didn't we?
And
the
then
key is, it's going to be McCaffrey, it's going to be Lewis. The two were part of the build-up to a brilliant equaliser, the third equaliser from FC United and Manchester. Lewis scoring a really, really important third goal. And finally, that gave FC United the foothold to go through the gears. And before you know it, it's 5-3. Leeds get a goal back right at the death after a bit of a controversial free kick. It doesn't matter. It's 5-4. And as a result of that scoreline there, me and Paul are going to Doncaster. I'll give you a lift, Paul. It's fine.
Well, the escape is still on, quite amazingly. I mean, you wouldn't have dreamt that we could concede 4 goals tonight and still talk about escape. But escape is still on. And it's going to be a very interesting interview coming up.
It really is. Stick around. We are going to be joined by Jenny Swarbrick. Well, the two FC United managers there having a little word. Hey?
Oh, hey? Gosh. I'm in agony. What a second half. Jeez, man. What a second half. I mean, I'm so proud of them. And we've given ourselves a chance of survival.
It's an incredible evening, to say the least. Where do we start with this? Well, the first thing to say, thank you, because we weren't going to Doncaster, but now you're making us go to Doncaster.
Please come, yes.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We've got a chance.
We have got a chance. How proud are you tonight?
I'm proud of everyone because of how difficult the game was. I mean, look, there's going to be some heavy legs after that, but they grafted, and it's what we've been saying all season about we've struggled to see out 90 minutes conceding late on. I mean, we conceded again, but we were able to go and score late on, which we've not been able to do. To go out and score 4 in the second half was fantastic. And hopefully that'll be the springboard now to push us on to hopefully avoid relegation and stay in this league. We needed something, a bright spark. We needed a moment of greatness, and we had that today, but it was a full team effort, and I thank every single one of them today. I'm proud of everyone.
Going back to the start, we've carried on this since you brought the new players in. I mean, just to be clear, McCaffrey's player of the match by a country mile tonight, but it has been a team effort, that's for sure. But early on, you could see we've carried on what you've been building up to. You know, going back to the Chorley game where we were unlucky, we've carried it on step by step. Going through the lines tonight has been the most impressive thing. And Leeds were very fortunate to take the lead early doors.
Yeah, they were. And I spoke to them at half-time about making sure we secure the edge of the box. We talked about it time and time again with the cutback and always to look at that trigger, and they didn't secure the edge of the box. But the girls, I spoke to them, we went over it at half-time and they did well. Some of these girls, you've got to remember, they're still 16.
Yeah.
What an occasion to play in tonight. There's so much going on. I mean, credit to Leeds. They're a feisty team to play against. They're hard to beat. They're not easy. they made it hard today, and it did pose us some challenges. But I'm really proud with how they overcome the early setback to then take the lead, then go even further ahead, and then see it out when we conceded so late. And I thought, oh, we're not going to get it here, but we did, and I'm so pleased.
Can we talk about that first equaliser as well? Because I was quite stunned in the commentary, because it's a throwing over on the far side. Rich is there holding it up, and then it's Shauna Jean just popping up, going one way, going another, and a great finish.
Shauna can strike a ball really well.
Well, we saw that with a free kick.
Yeah, yeah. She's naturally a right back, but because of the way we started this season with no defenders, it was like, can you go and play centre back? So it does give us that opportunity, like we did in the second half, where Sasha moved higher up and then Shauna come to right back with Jason. That worked really well, and it allows that bit of freedom in Shauna's side. And, you know, I spoke to him, said it wasn't the cleanest of strikes, but it was low and hard on a very slippy surface, and the luck went our way for a change.
Yeah, absolutely. But then it didn't, because we hit the bar. Again, we had moments, didn't we? But then Leeds, you like you say, they are a quality side. They retake the lead. And at this point, you know, based on this season, it's slipping, isn't it, at that point? Until it wasn't. And we're back in it again.
We had a little bit of luck with Eve's goal from the free kick, going through
the
keeper's
hands. Though, you've got to go for it, haven't you?
But yeah, I mean, some of these have, you know, they've got to trust themselves a little bit. That belief that they've got some quality players in this side with some really good techniques, and I know they can strike the ball well. And to have two goals from free kicks from Shauna and Eve was great, and I was pleased with that.
Now, you made two substitutions, and that, I think, that's going to unsettle it a little bit. And, I mean, what was you thinking there with bringing Gordon off at that point? Was it just to freshen things up a little bit?
Yeah, it was just that. I mean, you know, Nishai Gordon's been with us now for about 10 days, maybe, something like that. She's been in, you know, she's young. She's only just turned 16 herself. She's quite streetwise, I think, is her style of play. She looks like she's going to create something, but she had a tough game at the weekend, and I just thought, we've got Naomi on the bench who's quite quick and likes to run in behind and might be able to relieve some pressure, and just take on a little bit of the role up there. And it's nice to be able to do that, which worked really well, because then Naomi went and scored, so I'm quite pleased with that. And that was her first goal for us as well, which I'm hoping the floodgates will open for now, because she does know how to score goals.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, is that was your first substitution. Your masterstroke came, though, when you brought Carlin on, because that's what tipped the balance. We're agreed on that, aren't we, Paul? The Carlin substitution. Yeah. Because it allowed Jean, like you say, not naturally a centre-back, to go on this right-hand side. And we said the key to this game, if FC United are going to win this, it's going to be a combination of McCaffrey and Lewis, and then someone else getting involved. And that's what we saw. And it was just a beautifully worked goal, that Lewis goal. Yeah. Really was.
Yeah, it was. I think Sasha is an outstanding player, personally. Sasha Lewis is brilliant, and, you know, he's definitely in the genes with her brother, being who he is at Man City. I think she's got an exceptionally bright future ahead of her, and she carries the ball so well, like, you can't get it off her. Yeah. So whether she's driving from deep, or whether, you know, today was able to play a little bit higher up, and, you know, again, that just puts another sword in our armour to know that we can do that. As long as we've got everybody available and everybody in, we've got lots of options now, and it's exciting.
I'm telling you, Jenny, as well, like I said, a masterstroke substitution. When you watch that back on VO, that's what's won us the game tonight. And I think, you'd never know, that might be the actual turning point. A masterstroke substitution like that, and a tactical change. Now, obviously, Leeds get a goal back. It gets very nervy towards the end.
Oh, gosh.
How were your nerves?
Do you know what? I've just said to Elsie, I said, do you remember at York in the FA Cup? And I lost my voice, and I strained my neck.
Yes.
And I had the same today. I've not quite lost my voice yet, but my neck was killing me. I was so stressed, because I was like, the pitch is so slippy and bad. Gosh. So there was a lot of it that was out of my control. You had players slipping left, right and centre. There was heavy legs. They were switching off. The referee then playing, I don't know how long he played
seven in the end, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 minutes in the end.
I think he's been quite kind there, because I thought it was going to be more towards 8-9, but because there was a lot, they were going down injured with cramp, they were trying to manage the game, trying to tell Sophie to keep the ball down, you know. When it comes to that, we are a very, very young side, and when it comes to game management of you know, keeper diving on the ball, staying down for 10, 15 seconds, yeah, then going tying a shoelace, going picking something up from the goal, you know, all that sort of stuff, and then trying to get it into the corner and then keeping it in the corner. Things like throw-ins, things like just how you slow the game down. We didn't quite have that today, so that did make it very, very nervous for us. But we'll learn from that. And the players that we've, you know, all these youngsters that we've got in at the moment, this is a great, great opportunity for them, and a great showpiece for them to learn that. And we got over the line, so I'm not bothered. We got over the line.
That's this game, and I think we're justified to talk about it at the Flems.
We scored with all our five shots on target tonight.
Okay, that's a good stat. I like that. That's a good stat. I do like my stats, so I'll take that one.
So Doncaster next. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed. It is a must win.
Yep, it's a cup final again, and we've got to go for it. We've got to have that belief. The thing is with Donny, they've had an interesting season as well. They played us first game of the season when we were non-existent. We just didn't have anything.
Donny just met.
Yeah. Gosh. And Elsie actually put a shirt on and played at right wing back. So to say how far we've come is unbelievable. They've had an up and down season. They've had a change in manager. They've currently not got anything to play for, really. So anything could happen. I mean, we're playing at the stadium, which will be nice. Yep. We're used to playing at a stadium. Yep. They're not. So there'll be no excuses for us trying to play. Today we had to just fight that one through because of the situation and the environment. But, yeah, we'll give it our best go. And at the end of the day, I've said to myself and the staff, I said, if we do go down and don't come off, we will do everything and fight and give it everything so yep. we can say we've tried our best. No one can turn around and say, oh, we just threw the towel in. We are fighting for our absolute lives and giving everything, and hopefully we'll get over the line. But we'll take it one game at a time.
Well, Jenna, enjoy your weekend off from competitive football.
I'm going straight to the bar.
Yeah. So enjoy your long weekend then. A big thank you for joining us. Congratulations to everyone this evening. What an occasion. And we'll talk again with 3 points, hopefully, in our back pocket against Doncaster in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you.
Thanks
for joining
a lot, guys.
Us.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Women's team manager Jenny Swarbrick there speaking after that remarkable 5-4 win over Leeds United on Thursday evening. To the men's team now, and on Saturday, FC United travel to playoff chasing Hyde United at Ewan Fields. And before kickoff, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match here in the sunshine at Ewan Fields. However, very, very windy this afternoon. What's training been like this week?
I mean, training's been really good, Ben. It always is. You know, if we're not careful, we get a bit of a reputation of being a training team. And, you know, I've never doubted the ability of lads. It's just trying to get that training mentality onto the football pitch. And, you know, they know that. You know, it might have filtered through to you, but we had a meeting in the dressing room for about an hour and a half on Thursday night. We actually only went out training late, and you know, they were out there really late, and then we came back in to watch the women. But you know, just a few things needed saying. And you know, lads can't let games pass them by the way they're doing. And I get, you know, people say there's nothing to play for, but there is. You play for the biggest club, and I say that against Macclesfield, we're the biggest club. And lads, you know, I'm not saying lads, the team, but three or four have got to give a lot more, you know, and that's what we're demanding of them. And when we had the open forum on Thursday, it wasn't me digging people out, the players digging out the other players. And you know, enough's enough now. And you know, they are playing for a chance next season. Even though we've got a good squad, I don't want to use that as a kind of a hammer or a threat to them, but they've got to give more than what they give against second half against Ashton.
It was a long Easter weekend, but like you say, you're hoping for a reaction after the Mac and Ashton United defeats. I mean, other than the way we've done it, is there anything else we could do in these closing few games? I suppose it is all on the players. It's up to them now, isn't it, really?
I mean, you might laugh when I say this, and people might want to pick holes in it, but we use the ingredients of a cake, you know, and maybe the cake that we're putting out has got really good ingredients, but it's the wrong bit of ingredients, which isn't giving it that kick that it needs. So, and if I keep rolling out the same players, you know, people will go, yeah, they're good players, but they're just not doing it. Well, they're good players, but they're not fitting together for some reason. And, you know, you look at the likes of, you know, Depp McLaughlin, Charlie Munro, two exceptional players. You can't go missing in a game the way they went missing against Ashton second half. And they know that. Dante Gabadon can't declare himself fit. Michael Donoghue can't declare himself fit against Macclesfield. And then let us down after 20 minutes. We're not a rubbing rag outfit. We're better than that. And it's frustrated a few people. So I'm certainly not here to see out the games now until pre-season. I never want a season to end. You know, but we've got a good squad, and we know we've had our We know we've had our issues this season, but there's no reason for not running. And I don't think second half we ran. Well, our stats and our data proved that we didn't run as hard as what Ashton did.
So that takes us to Hyde United today. A lot riding on this game for Hyde United. They're in the midst of a big playoff tussle with a few other sides. I suppose we're here to make it awkward for them and uncomfortable.
They've got to win. If they don't win today, I think they've blown it, to be honest. I think there's clubs below them now with a couple of games in hand. They've had a bit of a sticky patch, but again, because it's us today, you know, you just know what happens. They've got all the big guns back and they've had three or four out in the last couple of weeks. They're all back today. That's usually what happens. And we lose a couple more, but that's part and parcel of football. We've got to come here and play our game. I'm not really too concerned about stopping them or putting a dent in them. I like Nicky Spooner. I like Gav McCann. I want them to go on and do it. But I do believe that in their dressing room, they'll be asking themselves questions why they've blown such a good lead that they were second. So a bit of pressure on them, but big pressure on us as well, because we've got to, it's not about points for me, it's not about winning games, it's about showing that we've got the desire, even though we haven't got a fully fit squad, the desire to go toe-to-toe with sides in this league.
How is the squad today? How are we shaping up?
We're looking, you know, George is in nets, back four of Oliver and Curtis Jones, Guy Hall left back, Joe Ferguson right back, and I think that, you know, the back five have done really well, they're settling in now. Yeah. Midfield three, we're going to play Dec McLaughlin as a holder like we did at Whitby away second half, Bennett and Munro in there with him, and then a front three of Gabbidon on one side, Booker down the other, and Bob Jammer off the other side.
It's good Gabbidon's back then.
Gabbidon's back, yeah, he's recovered from his illness, but Bob Jammer's trained really well this week, and you know, this isn't about us rolling over and give just academy lads a token gesture. He's deserved to play today, and Dom Doyle's had a great week as well, and he's unlucky not to start. So you know, the big chances for these kids now, and I'm brave enough to put them in, so I know they'll repay us.
And last question, Neil. You mentioned Thursday's training session. I've done the highlights for the women's team match against Leeds United. All you can hear towards full time is Neil Reynolds in the background. It was like 88 minutes on the clock. Blow the whistle, ref.
Yeah, well,
that vibe on Thursday. I know some of the players stay behind as well. We need that vibe now to the end of the season, don't we? Both for the men and the women.
Of course, I mean, listen, I've said enough about referees this season, but where he got 9 minutes from on Thursday night, I'll never know. You know, they put four, but it was brilliant for the women. You know, Jen's done a great job, some really good players in there, and we'll give ourselves a chance, you know, to stay up. You know, four more points, I think we'll get it against Doncaster and against Hull. I think we'll get it, but that vibe has got to go across the men and the women's team. You know, we're one club, and that's why it's important that the likes of Bennett, Joe Ferguson, our Jack, myself, the staff came up to watch the women. We're all in this together, and you know, I'm hoping that they can pull it off. They'll be hoping that we win today. That's what we've got. It's a uniqueness, it's a togetherness, and we'll just continue to drive it.
Nice one. Thank you so much, Neil, and all the best this afternoon.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there speaking up to me about an hour or so ago. This is SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United's men's team this afternoon taking on Hyde United here at Ewen Fields, and it's a big welcome back to Stato Paul. Hello.
Hello.
So the last time we spoke, it was after that women's team match on Thursday night. Just before we move on to the men's team and this game this afternoon, just a mention for that 5-4 victory over Leeds United. It's still a long shot for FC to get out of the relegation places. Chesler Street and York both have two games to play before we play again against Doncaster, but we've given ourselves a good shout there.
Yeah, I would say the odds are against them, but having said that, anything's possible if they play like they did on Thursday. It's a game that's basically unforgettable. It'll go on that list of games about FC that you do not forget. To be 3-2 down and score 3 in 15 minutes in the closing stages
against a team who are way up the table.
Yeah, quite remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And full credit to the women. It's so late in the day now to start that climb, but that escape is still possible.
If you've heard the post-match interview with Jenny, we do say we're going to make our way to Doncaster. We're going to base that on what happens over the next fortnight or so. FC United still bottom of the table, 2 points inside the relegation places. The team 2 points ahead of us outside those relegation places is Chesler Street, York City, the team in between ourselves and Chesler Street. So 2 points separating the bottom three, essentially. However, Chesler Street play Stockport County on Sunday, York take on Barnsley, and then Chesler Street and York take on each other next Sunday, and then FC play Doncaster. So we're going to know where we are. If we're still in it that weekend, the Saturday the 20th, what we're going to do is, well, what I'm going to do is, we're obviously going to be at Geisler for the men's team. We'll be there at Nevermore, don't worry. And there will be a commentary team who finished the match at Nevermore. And it'll be your usual commentary team, Ant Swamper.
But at half time, if it's still on, I'll make my way down to Doncaster to the Keepmoat Stadium for the 6 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be bringing you both games. If it's still on. And I don't mean the status of the match, I mean survival. So there we go. But back here on a Saturday afternoon in the here and now, Hyde United, Paul, what should we know?
Well, they're unbeaten in the last six games against us. That's the top and tail of it. But having said that, our record at Ewen Fields is quite good. It stands up. 3 wins and 2 defeats. Not too shabby. And Hyde have not been in a great patch of form lately. They were in a very strong position in the playoffs, and they've let it slip a bit.
It's kind of similar to what they did last year, isn't it? Because they're in the playoffs for a while. This has happened. It's coincided with the likes of Ashton United, who
have come on very strong.
Very strong towards the end of the season. We obviously played Ashton United last week, and you could tell, we'll discuss what Neil said shortly, but you could tell last week that they wanted it more. It's a big game for Hyde United because Ashton have got games in hand, so Worksop, of course, as well.
It brings back the game at Whitby we played recently, which we commentated on, where Whitby really had to win that game, and the jangling nerves showed on the night. And I wonder how Hyde are going to cope with this, because the pressure's really on them today.
Yes.
Knowing that Ashton are on the coattails with games in hand.
What do you make of Neil's pre-match thoughts there, where he's basically, they had a little debrief on Thursday evening, a group discussion. And
I think that the players...
That's needed, isn't it, really?
I think the players have taken a few liberties in recent weeks.
Is there an argument to say, though, Paul? I mean, heading into the Macclesfield game, heading out of the Macclesfield game, we were on an upward trajectory. Everyone was raving about our performances, especially Whitby away. We just got beat by Ashton, really. It was a subpar performance, but it's the important thing.
I think it was the manner of the defeat more than the defeat itself.
And to go back to Neil's comments, it's important for him just to give the players a bit of a rocket, really, for the remaining games of the season, because you don't want a performance like that in the closing few matches now.
I think the problem is the Ashton game reminded us of as a few other seasons' endings recently, where it's just petered out. And if we'd lost, say, 3-2 to Ashton in a tight game,
yeah,
I don't think anybody would have complained and said, well, Ashton are the better side and they're playing for something and we're not. But we pretty much surrendered in the second half. There was no effort. There was no idea of scoring a goal. Mm. We looked so ineffective. And that was the disappointment.
And obviously there's an old cliche about teams who are on the beach or on the way to Lumpole or getting themselves ready for the holidays in May. But it's true, for these mid-table sides, including FC United, who are now mathematically safe, of course, the cliche is the players are playing for their places for next season. But there's a hint of truth to that. I know it is a cliche, but it is true. If you want to stay, you're going to have to perform, aren't you, in these closing matches?
Well, I would say even to the players who have already got a contract for next season, don't take anything for granted. Because next season, you're going to see some new faces. I think that's inevitable.
Hyde United today, FC United lining up with an unchanged back five. To be honest, whatever happens with Ashton, with Macclesfield, I don't think the back five's played particularly bad. Macclesfield, you could argue, we were a bit naive at times defending, but generally, I think the performances of Curtis Jones and Joe Ferguson and Oliver last week, I think, have been pretty good, to be fair. Last week, we gave man of the match to Curtis Jones on both games, essentially, didn't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, the paucity of candidates on Monday,
yes,
spoke for itself.
Going a bit further up the pitch, we have had injuries. Gabbidon is back after going off with an illness against Ashton United. Gabbidon, I think, was crucial last week, him departing against Ashton United. He just threw us off it a little bit going forward.
I think we lost half our threat when he walked off. It was that much. And obviously Ashton were delighted to see the back of him, because a fully fit Gabbidon, as Hyde hopefully will see today, is a real problem.
Gabbidon starts on the wing. Bob Jammy starts on the other wing, incidentally. And Aaron Bennett will be the attacking midfielder, with Jordan Buckley starting up front on his own, and the holding midfield will be Charlie Munro and Dec McLaughlin. But Munro was good when he came on. I think he was one of the positives from last week's game against Ashton.
But again, you know, surrounded by a number of indifferent performances, he had to shine, really.
And substitutes for SC, Dom Doyle, an academy prospect, we've seen him a few times now.
looks a good player.
He does look very good at centre back. Josh Askew, Lewis Gilboy, Jan Palinkas, and Keelan Swales. So a decent bench for FC United. What should we know about Hayes United's? Well, because they've had some injuries, haven't they? And Alessandro and Mampala are on the bench today. So
I'm surprised Alessandro's on the bench. I presume he's not fully fit because he causes a lot of problems.
That's what's been hampering them, I think. The chopping and change, a bit like us, really.
Yeah. But having said that, they've got Jonsson in, who's another dangerous player.
Yeah,
he scored on his debut the other day. And they've got Jack Redshaw, who's, I remember him scoring against us for Salford City many a moon ago.
Callum Spooner as well, the manager's son, he's pretty good. So,
oh, they've got some good players. They've chopped and changed a bit in the goalkeeping department this season.
Yes.
But having said that, it's not done them too much harm because they are in fifth. And they're obviously looking at this game as a must-win.
Well, as you can hear, though, one of the things that's going to be interesting today is how both teams cope with the weather conditions. It's not raining, glorious sunshine, actually, but as you can hear, probably throughout this commentary, it is very, very windy. Wind behind, no sidewards goal kicks, goal for goal. You might catch Storm Kathleen on a good day. And it might go the other end, Sam Ashton style, against Retford.
We were talking about Sam Ashton at Whitby, where he took a goal kick and it came back to him.
Yeah, there was that. Well, that's why I said from behind.
In a parabolic curve.
Obviously, a sidewards short goal kick when the wind's against you today, definitely. You only give away a corner.
Well, that's it. It's a good point to make that, because if a goalkeeper kicks the ball out and it comes back and goes in, it is only a corner, it's not a goal.
No.
So don't panic too much if that does happen.
Don't take our word for it, take Stato Paul's word for it. If he's got that wrong, take up with Paul. But don't write in, the season's nearly finished, no one cares.
And we can't read.
No, we can't read anyway. Good point, well made, Paul. But this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people of the Armchair Army. I thought to myself then, why are they playing this song? Hyde United of the Tigers, of course. But here to bring a bit of a roar to our commentary this afternoon, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team of Stato Paul, and a big welcome back to James Quinn.
Amado, either left flank, plays it forward. Redshaw on the turn, does rather well. And he's got a run going from Ditchfield. It's a really good run. And Ditchfield now driving down the right flank. Two red shirts to aim at. Nice ball in. But Munro does well tracking back there. And Guy Hall to bring it away and bring it forward now for Dak McLaughlin. McLaughlin out to the right flank. Gabidon. Gabidon towards the halfway line. Down that right-hand side. Over halfway. Gabidon controls it very neatly. Plays it across there. McLaughlin. It's a lovely ball. McLaughlin with a chance here. McLaughlin. And a fine save from Jordan Easton. It was a well-struck shot. That good movement from FC from their own defence. And it really was a fine save. It was hit pretty full-blooded from McLaughlin, and a strong right hand from Jordan Easton kept the ball out. Corner ball FC.
Well, I think McLaughlin did everything right there apart from score.
So 10 minutes to go to half time. FC looking to break the deadlock with this corner, which Dante Gabidon will take from the right flank. Left footed in swinger, far post, and it's Oliver, and it's 1-0. Perfect corner from Dante Gabidon. Oliver rose to get it and just nodded it in. Jordan Easton absolutely apoplectic with his defence there, but good set piece. The delivery was the key from Gabidon. FC United into the lead, 1-0. George Murray-Jones' free kick. Amado waits and then Doherty clears. Picked Jonsson there, flicks it inside, but there's nobody there. Jones has got to play this back, and Murray-Jones with the clearance. Back pass is going to be tricky. Harry Bunn chips it forward. That's a nice looking ball for Redshaw with a great run. Redshaw plays it forward, and it's 1-1.
Well, that was a calamitous bit of defending, and that lets Hyde back in the game. Indecision between the back line and the keeper. Everyone goes for the same ball, and nobody gets it.
Hyde have the leveller. And in the 42nd minute, it's Hyde United 1, FC United 1. Now Redshaw tackled. Now it's Gabidon down that right flank for FC. Into the box now, Gabidon, can he get a ball in? He slips, but he regains his feet. Now Gabidon with a chance, surely! Oh, he hits his own man, I think. Comes out to Bennett with a shot! Great save, second excellent save from Jordan Easton. Here's Fernley. Nice ball out to the right flank. Ditchfield Ditchfield now. Ditchfield brings it into the box, plays it back now. Substitute Quadro, 2-1, and it's a near post goal. And Quadro, the substitute, gives Hyde the lead. Jones nods it back towards the danger area. Gilmore surely brought down. Surely. And the referee.
He doesn't want to know.
Must be unsighted there. Well. Stonewall penalty there, not given. And that's it. Well, a degree of injustice there for FC, with a clear penalty being decided close to the end. Mixed performance on the visitors. And Hyde getting over the line here, doing what they had to do. A final score here of Hyde United 2, FC United and Manchester 1.
I think the question was, were we going to improve on the performance against Ashton? I think the answer is still blown in the wind.
You've been working on that for a while?
Oh, a good couple of minutes. I think Hyde were the better side in the second half. And probably deserved, they put more into it, so deserved the 3 points.
Apart from the goal, we have forced Easton into two brilliant saves. But generally, I'm very disappointed with that second half performance, because there's been a couple of times where we've gone for a long ball, a diagonal ball, and you can see it's a nervous time for the Hyde backline. But we've done it a couple of times. They've got the wind behind us, and we've just not taken advantage of it at all. I think in that second half,
you've got to look at the last two games, where at half time we've been in the game and with a good chance of getting something out of it, and both times we've come out in the second half, we've not done enough.
No, there is James's point to the penalty shout. It's a blatant penalty, I don't understand, but then again, been here so many times this season, we're just not getting the rubber of the green. But
when you're relying on referees' decisions,
that's the thing.
To win you something, that's not the way you win games.
That was just to draw the game.
Yeah,
you can't rely on the referee for points, can you?
No, you've got to do it yourself.
But let's hand over now to James and to Neil Reynolds.
You would have wanted reaction after the last game. How much of a reaction did you feel you got?
Well, we tested the keeper. We had a lot of shots in the first half. Keeper's made an outstanding save at 1-1. Could go in 2-1, but it's a story of our season, isn't it, James? It's a story of our season where we've done really well first half. Key moments, we just switch off and we get punished for it. And that's what we've got to work out. We've got to, you know, I think someone said it today, once you make one change, we haven't got a great deal that's going to offer us anything else that comes in behind that. But that's my job. That's our job to address, and I'm certainly not going to stand there and have a go. We've played another playoff side and I'm giving him a scare at times, and that's what we've done.
For us at the end, there was a key moment where Gilboy was through, was pulled down from our angle, and the penalty, I mean, it seemed a really blatant decision, because I don't know why Gilboy would go down.
No, when I was just asking James, he got pulled and the ref let a bit go. I've not got a criticism over the ref today. I thought he let a bit go for both sides. I think he just tried to let the play be fluent as it could be. But it is a foul, and like they felt it was a foul on Flo when they went through and they got that decision. We didn't get that one there, but you know we've made enough chances to get something out of the game, and we've worked the keeper at key points.
Some nice creative play, and despite the conditions in the first half in particular.
He played really well. I thought Bob Jammer did well on his debut. He was tired. He said at half-time he was absolutely shattered. It's a step up. It's immense football, but I thought he gave a great account of himself. I thought Dante was lively. Buckley was livelier than what he has been. I thought our midfield three were excellent. I thought Depp, McLaughlin, Munro were as good as I've seen them. As a back line, we didn't look like we were going to concede them. And we took the lead at a time we should have taken the lead, because we created probably four or five really good chances before that. But then we just get done on a stupidly soft goal, and that's the story, isn't it, at the minute. And then you kind of, the psychology comes up, and then it goes against you, and then your second half we give another pathetically soft goal away, and then some players go hiding. Then, you know, you can see it from up here, some players token runs and go hiding, and we know who they are and what the makeup is and what the DNA is, but we've got to try and find that team now, James, that won't go out and that will run to the last minute and hopefully come back in situations that we haven't done as many times this season. And we know that's hard. You know, we know that's hard with kind of who's available, who's out there, but come hell or high water, I'll find them to turn this around. You know, and we lose by odd goals like we've done today, or we lose heavily in times. And it's, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, I know exactly what we've got to do. The chair, the board know exactly what they've got to do. The club know exactly what they've got to do, you know. And if we all kind of keep chipping in together to get where we need to be, James, then we'll be all right. But it's, you know, it's an uphill battle.
What's the science of getting, when you have a limited budget, is it finding players who just want to play here?
Yeah.
Is that what they want to play? I beg your pardon, at FC.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope people are listening now, because I could sign anyone on the Ashton United side. I could have signed anyone at the Hyde United side. I said to you at Macclesfield last week, you've got Tunde Orlaba, you've got Drew Baker, you've got Regan Linney in the crowd, you've got Trey Pemberton there, you've got people who have played for us, but unfortunately these clubs pay a lot more money, and it's nothing to do with anything else. That's the day and that's the way of the world now. But we will find another crop that genuinely want to play for what we can afford to pay them. And I've got loads of them out there, by the way. There's loads of them players that want to play for this football club on limited money, but it shows that we're just probably not as strong as other teams because of where we are in the league. But I'm not going to criticise them for that. Players are unbelievable. I love them to bits, but we just haven't been good enough. Me, staff, players, we haven't been good enough. And we've come to a playoff chasing side today. And I hope they get in, because I really like Nicky Spooner and Gav McCann and Hyde United. I hope they get in. But we've come here and we've fallen just short. And unfortunately, you know, I don't want to say we'll keep falling just short, but we've got a responsibility as a football club now to do what it says. And if we want to be there, we've got to generate that money. If we want to be mid-table, then if we want to be where we are now, we've got to keep going along the same avenue we are doing. But it's a plea that we've all got to do it, and that comes from me, the board, the fans, the members, everybody, if we want to be more successful.
So finally, off to Vince Skye to complete qualification for the Phoenix Trophy Finals. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a good break, and the lads are going to get on the plane. They're taking a couple of days off work. There's no extra pennies for them or anything like that. They've given up, sacrificed. But it's a great tournament, and we thank everyone for being involved in it. And I know we're going to go to Vinsky, and we're probably going to get kicked black and blue because of what happened at our place. And, you know, but it's a great competition. We want to be in Lake Garda to be there. We know we've got to complete all our group fixtures, so although qualification looks like it's done, you know, you can never say never. We've got to go there and we've got to put a performance on, and you know that, and that's what I mean. We've got a good week for the footy club now. We've been together today, we'll be together for 2 or 3 days in Paris, we'll come back, we'll be together next week for Bamber Bridge, and we'll stick together.
Thank you, Neil. Tough luck today, good luck in Paris, and then some familiar faces coming to see you next Saturday.
No, good week.
Okay, thank you very much as ever.
Cheers.
Neil Reynolds.
Thanks, Neil.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James. As discussed there, next up for the Reds will be that away trip to Paris on Wednesday afternoon as FC United take on Vince Skye. And for those of you unable to attend the match, the game will be streamed live on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel, with the game kicking off at 3 p.m. UK time. While on Saturday, FC United will be back in league action as FC will be hosting Bamber Bridge at Broadhurst Park. Admission will be pay on the gate, £13 for adults, £9 concessions, £3 under 18s, while under 5s are free with a paying adult. Kick-off on Saturday afternoon will be at 3 p.m. and we will of course have full live commentary from that game via the FC Radio website from 2:30 p.m. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.